Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk about the Lions Club Spaghetti Supper and some of the projects they're involved in coming up here very soon. Leon Hodges with the Atlantic Lions Club in with us this morning, and Bob Anderson of Atlantic joins us here as well. We're going to talk a little bit about Lions Club first. Leon, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Happy to be here. We are having a spaghetti supper Thursday night, the 15th, at 4:30 to 7 at the Atlantic Community Building. And the reason we're here is to publicize the reason for which we're having the spaghetti supper. And the donations are going to go to renovations of the schoolhouse out at the Sunnyside Park. Back in 1960, the Lions Club moved and the park board moved the school in. It was built around 1870, and one-room school from Bear Grove, number 5. I think that's right, Bear Grove, number 5. And as Bob will probably mention, the schools were 2 miles apart in those days, the country schools. The Lions are trying to do something to stimulate interest in this school and in country schools in general. We're going to do some work out there and hopefully get some kids down there as we go along. So that's what the spaghetti supper proceeds are going toward. And about country schools in general, well, go ahead, Jim, and we'll let Bob is the expert on country schools, and we thought it'd be good to have him share a little bit.
Yeah, Bob is our resident. He's got all the knowledge with regard to a lot of these kinds of things. Have you done a lot of work looking into these different country schools?
Well, it got started with me in the mid-90s, and I went to a country school south of Ottumwa, Iowa, and they wanted to have a reunion there, and somehow I got elected to be in charge of it, and so I got to digging in things there, yes. And country schools were about the same all throughout the state of Iowa, so what I learned down there would apply here, yes.
In some cases, I'm surprised that some of them are even still standing. They have to be well taken care of at this point because they were all pretty much cookie-cutter, one-room schoolhouses. There really, in some cases, wasn't a lot put into them. It was get it up and let's get educating the kids.
Correct. When Iowa was settled, the first thing the settlers did in a community was to build a church and a school. And to tell you the truth, both of them looked the same. The school had a bell on top, and the church had a steeple. That was about the only. But those early people, no matter what country they were from, knew how to build a school, and they did. They wanted their children educated, and so that's. And it was set up. There's a really very simple state laws back at that time. In Iowa, at one time, they were controlled by the county. Well, very early in the 1860s, they decided, no, they wanted the decisions made closer to the ground level. And so they were made township schools instead of country schools. And that's why you hear your schools named, like, for instance, Bear Grove is the name of the township. And there's Bear Grove number 1, number 2, through number 9. Each school was set up on about four sections of land, each section being 1 mile. And so consequently, each school had an area of about 4 square miles. And it was an area that anyone raised in that locality could walk to school. And in those days, that's what you did. You walked to school.
In any kind of weather.
Oh, yes. Well, that didn't make any difference.
And it might have been uphill both ways. We're not sure. But there was a lot of work done. But there are a lot of, you look around and there are some country schools, old schoolhouses that are still out there. They're barely standing in some cases. Some of them are in pretty bad disrepair. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been kept. Is there any particular reason why some have been allowed to survive and others just kind of fall apart?
Not necessarily. If someone took an interest in it, then it would lived on. And there are some of them were made into homes. LaVon Eblen lives in an old one-room country school. And there's, I know, about 4 or 5 within the county. But others became, like I know of, one was a hog house, one was a corn crib, one was a garage. It depended on, usually they had a sale at the end of the school session, In other words, they decided to disband the school, mm-hmm. and there was a sale, and whoever bought that building decided what they wanted to do with it.
Today, we just throw everything away when we're done using it. Yeah, not so much back then.
Burn it down.
Yeah. Not exactly like that back then. If you could get more use out of it, you'd try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, when they had the sales, they would sell everything separate, including the outhouses. And I know that out here at Dimmig's, the coal shed was then used as a granary.
I would hazard to guess there are probably some barns and other buildings out there over the years that were built with boards that were reused from old one-room schoolhouses, too.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, don't throw anything away if you can use it again.
No.
What about the Bear Grove number 5? Is there a lot of history behind that one?
Well, someone should dig into that, because someone should know.
Like you.
And and the thing is, when I got down to Ottumwa with our school, I checked with the records at the county level. Mm-hmm. I checked with the old timers there. And there's a lot of information that can be had, yes.
Yeah, a lot of folks will. Well, of course, you better get after that information soon, because some of the folks that might have that may not be around forever either.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem with some of these type situations is things just, they're lost. The history is lost when people are gone. And that's why it's nice to have organizations like the Lions Club when they'll step in like that and try to preserve some of the history, because that's us.
Yes.
It's our history.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. The project here is to help renovate the schoolhouse that's out there in Sunnyside Park. What's a typical year like for that schoolhouse, Leon? Do you use it quite a bit?
No, unfortunately, we don't use it as much as we should. There, in the past, as I understand it, they've had children come down to that schoolhouse from get hooked in with the teacher up there and then get the kids down. And that's our goal, is to try to make it more accessible to the current students. It's just unbelievable, the changes from school today to school in that day, as us of who I've been around know. But so we hope to get some funds together eventually and maybe side the school to make it more permanent, and then do some work inside and get it to the point where we can have more PR on it and more kids coming down to appreciate it and learn more about what school used to be like, so they can appreciate what they've got now.
It's always been fun over the years for me to visit with people like Bob, or for example, like some of the folks that taught in some of the one-room schoolhouses, and to get some of their feedback on the way things were. And you know, you look now at the way the schools are. We bring them in from all over, and of course they're all, you know, we have smaller class sizes now, and you know, you're only teaching one grade. And oh my goodness, back then you were teaching everything to everybody.
Probably the place to approach the public school would be the 6th grade, because that's the grade they have Iowa history. And there is a short chapter in there on schools in Iowa at that time. It might be of interest to know, you know, back here several years ago, the government said, okay, we'll have state quarters, where they let the state decide what they wanted on the back of their quarter. And when Iowa's turn came, which was in 2004, it was an easy selection for education, excellence in education. And what picture did they put on the back of that quarter? The one-room country school. Grant Wood's picture, painting of the one-room country school. And it's of interest to know that at that time when we had the country schools in operation, that Iowa always led the nation in education. They were number one. And when we lost the country schools in 1966, then all at once we lost the rating of number one, and never have we ever come close to it again. And it all boiled down to the fact that really you made education available to every student in Iowa, because they were within 2 miles of a school. So consequently, we were educating a greater percentage of our kids than any other state.
Reaching a lot of people that way. Very good.
Bob, are these country schools unique to Iowa?
Oh, no. Country schools were all over the nation. It's only in the Midwest that they were extremely popular. You take Iowa, the eastern third of Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and some of Missouri. They were the most popular places for country schools. They call them the country school of the Midwest.
Interesting history right here in our own backyard. If you want to help to preserve some of that history, the one that sits out there at Sunnyside Park, Leon, folks can support the Lions Club Spaghetti Supper. They get something for their donation.
Yep, they do. They get all-you-can-eat spaghetti, and you get a salad, and then there's going to be a bake sale along with it, so you can buy dessert.
You bet.
And you won't go home hungry.
And that's coming up Thursday, September 15th, and it'll be at the Cass County Community Center there at the fairgrounds, 4:30 until 7 p.m., and it's $7 per person are the tickets. Five and under can eat free, and if you want to throw a little more in the pot to help out the cause, they're always happy to accept that as well. You can buy your tickets in advance, buy them at the door. It's all same price, right?
Same price.
Very good. Well, I know you'll have a good time and always have a pretty good crowd. The spaghetti supper is a little bit different for you, but that should be fun.
Yeah, we usually have waffles or pancakes. We just decided to try spaghetti, and we'll see how it goes.
Who doesn't like spaghetti?
We'll do it again.
Very good. Well, hopefully we won't. Hopefully the needs will run out at some point, and we won't need to keep doing all these fundraisers for projects, but we know that's not going to happen soon.
No, that's not going to happen.
No. Thank you for coming in, Leon. Bob, appreciate it very much. Thank you both.
Thank you.